I love trying to balance cynicism and magic. I love cynicism, and sometimes I can go too far and go into sort of black nihilism, but when complaint is done well, almost like artful complaint, it can be revelatory. That's a word. It can be magic, and I love that. And I often feel when I go to the country, I feel like I'm tapping into magic, whether I like it or not. And when I'm in the city and in a suburb, is where I am now, I'm like, cynicism will find me. It doesn't matter. It's just going to find me. In the city, there are so many different versions of reality shoved down your throat, for lack of a better term. Like, just you walk down the street, everyone's dressed in different ways, different flags, different languages, and languages create different worlds. And it's beautiful and it's amazing and I love it. But I love when you go to the country, there's one reality and that's nature. Like, it makes me feel semi-sane. It's like, that's the real shit, not this invented bullshit human reality that we're all scrambling to protect. And yeah, it's just a reminder that, it's a beautiful reminder that we're going to be out of here. All that soil to cover ourselves with. And I love how soil, yeah, what I learned was, yeah, soil calmed me down when I hung out by the train tracks for 10 years. Just the smell of soil, the small soil in winter, spring, summer, autumn, all that sort of shit. When it was wet, damp, dry, it made me feel good. And the good news is I'm going to be covered with it for eternity. So I'm going to be stress-free for eternity at some point. And the more human realities there are, it just starts to feel like a fucked up hall of mirrors and no one knows who the fuck they are. It's really confusing. So yeah, in the city, you get the human-made news, the bullshit news, the news in the eyes of people on the street, the news of all that shit. But you go to the country and you get the news of the birds, you get the news of the sky, you get the real shit. Like, I kind of feel like there's politics and weather that we all talk about. And politics is sort of regarded as big talk, and talking about the weather is small talk. And strangers can bond over politics or weather, small talk and big talk. I always feel like small talk can actually save humanity. Big talk's just getting us nowhere. And sometimes I think it's been, this last 10 years has been like Revenge of the Nerds. It's been like a renaissance of introverts. We've all been able to, like, I'm an introvert, we've all been able to sort of have our say because we're making our little things on social media. You don't even have to go out. I'm just sitting here recording this bullshit. And the introverts, I feel like, have had their time to the point where it's destructive. But yeah, the introverts have always loved their big talk, and they hate small talk. I hate small talk, but I fucking started to love it, because the big talk and the deep shit started to annoy the shit out of me, and it became corrupted. And now I love it when a stranger talks to me about weather, and I bond over weather, or what the sky is doing, or what the rain's doing. I love that shit. And I feel like that small talk stuff about the weather, that can be found in the country where the magic is. And the big deep talk is in the city with the politics and the human-made realities. And yeah, maybe that's why, yeah, people my age, near 50, just want to get out of the city and you're just like tired of it. You hear this same old stories, the same old bullshit that humans do over and over and over fucking again. It gets tiring. I love the small talk about magic of the weather, the story of the weather, not the narratives of humans and their bullshit human-made realities. So yeah, this year I want to kind of get back to magic. The magic in the small stuff, not the big, deep, bullshit, cynical shit. Even though cynicism's beautiful, When it's done well, it can be really good. But yeah, maybe that involves getting to the country more. I don't know. Finding those spots in nature. I noticed when I'm posting my cynical stuff, I've reposted a few cynical pieces recently. They're not resonating as much as they probably did just even a year ago. And for me, that's part of me is like, oh damn it, but also part of me is like, fuck yeah, people are tired of it. People are tired of all this bullshit, all that shit on policing realities. There's too many realities. The more words you invent, the more worry you invent. It really does feel like that. We just keep inventing new bullshit words, new diagnoses, new names, new everything. And it's actually really simple. Everything's so simple. And that's why I need to get to the country, that simplicity. And I love in the country, time slows down. You can feel how time speeds up in the city. There's something about patience in nature. There's a patience going on. Great return. You could feel it in the air. You could feel the wet, like a human-made weather in the air. Between Christmas and New Year's, for the first time in about 7 years, I felt happening. It was like everyone let out a collective sigh, and you could feel it. You could feel how everyone's just tired. After the last 7 years of endless bullshit, you could feel the massive change in the air. It's almost like it left a door open for magic to return after magic being controlled, being told off, being shat on. As the soft launch of Monday to Friday in the first week of the year happened, and that you could feel the silent, unseen masses going about their business again. It was something new going on. I'm looking forward to writing this new book because all of a sudden I feel like this stage of cynicism and sometimes dark nihilism that I've been going through won't be needed. It won't actually be needed. I've noticed when I write stuff about dreams, like dreams are boring. Like as soon as someone mentions a dream, it's like, oh, fuck that shit. I don't want to hear about a dream. But the mechanics of dreams, the way they work, how important they can be. Writing about dreams has a really high difficulty level. That's the hardest. Cynicism's the easiest. But when I can nail a thought about dreams, that's the stuff that excites me, and that's the stuff that also resonates when I post it. It's really hard to capture. It's really hard to nail the interestingness of dream to reality. We all experience dreams, but no one really has any good ideas or knows. I love how science has no idea about dreams. It can keep trying to pretend that it does, but it has zero idea. And it's as close to the mystery of death as we can get while being actually alive at the same time. But yeah, that's the stuff that comes to me when I'm in the country. That's the interesting stuff. And dreams and nature, or dreams and the country, have always gone together. Like David Lynch's The Forest, Myths and Fairy Tales, and Peter Weir's Picnic at Hanging Rock, and how time slows down. There's something different going on out in the country. It's where reality and dream kind of beautifully overlaps. And so yeah, this year spending more time in the country will be hopefully really good for the finishing off this book, now that I've got a lot of bullshit cynicism out of the way that was needed. We needed some of this cynicism, I think. But yeah, the overlap of country and dream is there's something there, there's something to it. It gives me goosebumps. I especially love trees at night. Living in a city, the closest I can get to that feeling of the overlap of dream and waking life, or dream in the country, are trees at night, and they give me goosebumps. It feels like Braille, like talking to me. And I love how dreams, we're kind of born from dreams as kids. Before the age of six, I couldn't distinguish between dream and reality, and they're often very much the same thing. You learn to count to 100, which is like chanting the secret code to unlocking adulthood, by about the age of 9 or 10. And all of a sudden, you can distinguish between dream and reality, and you're firmly either in one world or the other. And then you're in the bullshit of other human-made reality worlds that we've been experiencing the last 7 years. And then as I get older, getting close to 50, all of a sudden I can feel this weird return coming back to that slight indistinct. I can, of course, I can tell the difference between dream and reality, but sometimes that dream vapor from the morning sort of crosses in and mists sort of thinly veils reality. And I love when just coincidences and that faint dream logic lurking behind waking reality is starting to reappear the older I get. And I find that really magic. Enough blabber from me. If you'd like to leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or comment on YouTube, where I might, it's the only place I'm recording video for this. Yeah, I'd love that. Cheers, Darby. I just said my name. Is that my name? Yeah.